There are three narrow, very narrow tubes connecting the 33 miners in the collapsed cavern 700 metres below the surface to families and the rescue teams. Two of these tubes, which are about the width of a grapefruit, are for communications and fresh air. The other is a channel to ferry small items up and down. Water, food, letters, football shirts, we're told, even a photo of Elvis. A miner at the surface says the system for getting metal cylinders up and down the very long hole is improving all the time. It takes 30 minutes to get them up and filled, he says, and on their way. It's allowing us to keep the miners healthy. The mental and psychological needs of the miners are getting as much attention as their physical requirements. It's going to be a very long and very demanding ordeal, and regular contact with relatives at the minehead is crucial. Jessica Ganieth, a girlfriend of one of the trapped miners, has had a marriage proposal from half a mile underground, scribbled on a piece of paper.
Y cuando salga, compramos el vestido y nos casamos.
When I get out of here, let's buy the dress and we'll get married. Sincerely, Esteban Roja.
A proposal she's in no position to refuse.
Bien, pues bonita. Alta alegría.
I think it's a good idea. He knows that however long it takes, I'll wait for him. Because with him, I've been through good and bad.
The miners know they face up to 4 months entombed in the cavity, which is thought to be about the size of a one-bedroom flat. All sorts of international help has been sent, and Chile has recruited all available assistance, including a team of submariners, used to living in appalling cramped conditions. Renato Navarro is a captain in the Chilean Navy.
We have a big similitude between the mining and the submarine, in special for the small space on board the sub and also in the mine.
Heavy mine equipment has now arrived and work is underway to drill the shaft that will eventually be used to get the trapped miners out. The hole will be about the circumference of a bicycle wheel, so the men have been told to make sure they remain thin enough to be pulled out. No gorging on the food that's being dropped to them and as much exercise as they can manage in their rock prison. The rescue operation is in its early days. It will test the resources, patience and endurance of all involved. The families say they'll stay at the top of the mine until they see their fathers, brothers, fiancés and sons freed. It will be a long wait.